I'm here with Dan Sullivan, the Republican challenger for U.S. Senate, joining us by phone from Anchorage. Thanks for being with us today, Dan.
Hey, Lauren. Great to be on the program. Thanks for having me.
Well, the first thing I wanted to ask you is a bit about your history in this region. Have you ever been to the Aleutian Islands or to the Pribilofs?
No, I haven't. You know, as a candidate, I've been traveling all over, and as Attorney General and DNR Commissioner, I certainly had the opportunity to travel over the last several years all over our great state. But I'll tell you this, if I have the honor of being elected a U.S. Senator, I'll be out there soon after. So look forward to it, I hope.
What distinguishes you from the incumbent?
I think we just have a very fundamentally different view with regard to the role of government. And I've gotten to meet with literally hundreds, if not, you know, well over 1,000 members of our fishing community. And their frustrations are the same that most Alaskans have throughout the state, which is a federal government that's not a partner in opportunity, a federal government that has a new and more burdensome packages of regulations that are undermining our opportunities. And, you know, I think Senator Begich has enabled that process. I am a candidate who's very much focused on less government, more freedom.
As you look at the Magnuson-Stevens Act reauthorization, which is a pretty comprehensive suite of commercial fishing regulations, what kinds of changes would you want to see?
Well, you know, I think that the Magnuson-Stevens Act has been working well. So my view is do no harm with regard to our reauthorization. For example, the majority Alaskan position on the council. We obviously have to safeguard that. That's critically important to our entire industry in making sure that we continue to have a fishing process under the Magnuson-Stevens Act that respects the council, respects science, and not politicizes decisions.
Sure.
And this was something I raised with Senator Begich, some of this Amendment 80 draft bills that he put forward that seemed to me exactly what I wouldn't be doing, which was looking at a carve-out of Alaska's fisheries for out-of-state seafood interests that I think both the council objected to and all of the CDQ groups objected to.
I know that offshore oil development is something that you certainly support, but I wanted to ask if you think the federal government should be sharing a portion of its revenue from that development with affected states like Alaska.
Absolutely. Right now, with regard to the state of Alaska, don't receive the same revenue sharing that, say, states in the Gulf of Mexico do. We need to correct that. You know, you mentioned I am a supporter. I think it benefits all Alaskans, but we certainly need to make sure that we have the appropriate and comprehensive spill response in place. And we need to do more to move forward with regard to onshore.
Sure. And when you talk about spill response capability in the Arctic, can you tell me what that would look like?
Well, I think, first of all, we have a role as we see opportunities in the Arctic, to be able to have a senator that can make the case, not just pointing out the opportunities, but making the case on how important it is to have the infrastructure to undertake the spill response necessary. So that means additional ports and federal funding for those ports. That means additional icebreakers.
Well, a major impediment to, you know, increased economic development or involvement in some of that development for our region specifically is just our lack of telecommunications infrastructure.
Yes.
What would you do to address that disconnect?
Look, I think that that goes to infrastructure. And we talk about infrastructure. A lot of times people think of it in terms of ports and roads. But in Alaska, 21st century infrastructure is what you're talking about, telecoms and broadband. And I think what we've seen, particularly after Senator Stevens was defeated, was kind of a lack of advocacy for the special needs of Alaska. There was a certainly almost seemingly a pent-up command from the FCC to take back some of the important advances that he made during his tenure in the U.S. Senate, and recognizing how important it is and how unique we are in terms of the needs, I certainly would be an advocate for those issues.
And is there anything specifically that you would propose or try to do to make that happen?
the Universal Services Fund that was being gutted in many ways by the FCC to make sure these officials on the committee understood exactly what these policies meant for Alaskans. And I do think it's critical to get them out here. It's one thing to talk about it. It's quite another to have them come to the state, recognize firsthand what the challenges are.
You're taking quite a bit of heat in the press or from your opponent over the last couple of days for your opposition to earmarks. Federal funding is a huge part of capital construction and any major infrastructure upgrades we do get in Southwest Alaska. Can you clarify where you stand on that?
Sure. I mean, if you can make the national case on these issues, on the importance of infrastructure in the Arctic, because we're an Arctic nation, you know, the specific need for earmarks is not required. And Mark Begich, I don't think, has done a good job on that. But there's a broader strategic interest where he and I have a huge, huge area of disagreement. You know, he has voted for and been part of an explosion of national debt from $10 trillion to almost $18 trillion in 6 years. And so he talks very, very glibly about we need to spend here, we need to spend there. Infrastructure, roads in Alaska are critical for the state and the country. And I'll make the case for those, but I'm also not going to be somebody who helped dramatically increase the debt.
How then will you judge, you know, which projects really are worthy of these scarce federal dollars?
Obviously, we're still very much in a time of austerity. The critical thing I'm going to be focused on are ways to grow our economy, rolling back the overregulation of whether it's the fishing industry or the tourism industry or education or the oil and gas industry. It is everywhere.
Well, thanks so much for agreeing to speak with us.
Hey, Lauren, thanks so much. Really appreciate the time.
That's Dan Sullivan, the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate.